I thought Jordy ran well in the workout that he did in the Hudson Center. Looked pretty good in the routes on there. But I know Pat McKenzie wants to evaluate him again tomorrow, and he wants to make sure he has some concerns. So it'll probably take through tomorrow to see where Jordy is.
It's been a long time since you've had everybody on offense. Can those guys just kind of get the ground running this week and on Saturday night?
Well, I mean, you hope so, but that's really part of the way you play. You don't just line up in one personnel group, as we do not. So you try to make sure you have plenty for everybody. We're a concept-driven offense. We don't line up and just run plays for a person. So and that's the beauty of how our quarterback is able to play and is as productive as he is. So we'll see how it goes.
Don't spend time feeling sorry for yourself. You've talked about this before, but what would it mean to your offense if you did have all your weapons? I mean, that does change the dynamics on no matter how the system works, right? To have that many talented guys actually healthy and playing at once.
Well, I've never been part of a game or a football team that you don't want as many good football players as you possibly can. So, and it says a lot about the individuals, and it's particularly this time of year. It's about winning. Opportunities are earned. It's our responsibility as coaches to create those opportunities in those situations. And, you know, it's the responsibility of the players to maximize those opportunities when they're given that chance. So that's really our approach. Health is obviously part of the game, and hopefully we'll be extremely healthy when we kick it off Saturday.
I'm sure you've been asked before, forgive me, Adrian Peterson, just how impressive was he on Sunday? And then, you know, coming into this week, is there a comfort in knowing that, you know, he can have a very big game and you guys have won just like, you know, earlier in the season?
I can't really dive into your thought process there. I mean, he's a very, very good back. I mean, he's had an incredible season. We understand that. But we're going to focus on run defense. We're going to, you know, focus on pass defense, do the things that we need to do a better job. So we watch the same tape as they do. We made our corrections. You know, our preparation has been seamless, which is the same for the Vikings because obviously just playing them Sunday. So, I mean, we're gearing up to stop their running game. I mean, that's a big part of what they do on offense.
Worthy
had a season-ending injury. I don't know why you always ask for specifics. You can ask him if he wants to share that with you.
How much will having Charles back potentially help this defense?
I mean, Charles Woodson. I mean, you're talking about a dynamic player for us. I mean, there's something that we've always benefited from is his versatility. Obviously, just his ability to make plays. I mean, he's an instinctive, tough player around the line of scrimmage. So, you know, the flexibility of playing him, you know, safety, nickel, and dime. I mean, those are, you know, things that obviously Dom Capers and the staff are able to utilize in game planning. And, you know, and it's part of our scheme challenge that we try to create for all of our opponents. So, I mean, it's great to have Charles back out there. Well, I mean, you know, home field advantage, you know, I know statistically it may not be what it used to be, but to me there's no place better than to play at Lambeau Field. You know, I love everything about it. It definitely, we feel it's an advantage to have our crowd behind us, the surface that we play on. We're very fortunate to have this type of surface, especially in this part of the country. I mean, there's nothing like it. So the field will be in great shape. It'll be a great atmosphere. I know I personally, you know, definitely prefer playing at home. So I think it's definitely to our advantage.
Mike, what kind of strides did you see from your special teams units, you know, over these last 2 years, especially this year, you know, across the board? What you guys?
Well, I'll say this, and I've said it throughout the year, and in our goals and the way we evaluate our football team, it holds true. Special teams has been our most consistent unit from the start of the season to the end of the season. Really, the only negative performance we had as a whole special teams unit was our second game down in Chicago. So I've been very pleased with the consistency of our coverage teams. We need to do a better job this week. We had a couple got out of the gate up here in Minnesota. Our return game has been excellent. I thought the blocking in itself has really improved over past years, and we have a dynamic returner in Randall Cobb. So You know, the punting's been good. Mason has not had a great year, but I think he's coming on strong, and I'm confident what he's done here the last couple of weeks.
Speaking of Mason, Coach, with the Niners obviously having an injury right before the playoffs, you stuck with Crosby throughout all the struggles this year. He's made his last four, including a 51-yarder. Is he starting to reward your patience and confidence in him?
I'm very pleased with the way Mason has responded to the tough road that he's gone down, and it's important for him to another good week of preparation, get out and kick in the stadium again this week. Today we had a chance to practice in the weather that's going to be very similar to Saturday night. So, I'm pleased what he's done the last 2 weeks.
You've had Evan at the center now for a couple of weeks, and Barclay is kind of settled in at right tackle. Is your line where you want it?
I'm sorry, can you start over again?
Yeah, you've had Evan now for a couple of weeks at center, and
okay.
Barclay is settled in at right tackle. Are you happy with where your line is at?
Yes, I'm happy with the way our offensive line has played the last 2 weeks. I'm really happy with the way the offense has looked about the last month. I mean, this is the way we're supposed to play. You know, our point production, our tempo, timing, as far as the pace at the line of scrimmage, Aaron's playing very well. You know, we're getting the ball to our perimeter players. We're doing a better job of that than we were probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago. So I'm very happy with the way the offense looks.
We talked there about tempo, and there were some issues, or it seemed to be there were issues with how fast the ball was being placed down on Sunday. Is that something that you can talk to the crew, the referee crew, before a game, and just kind of point out, or is that taboo?
You have those type of conversations. There's a meeting that goes on with the officials an hour and a half before every game, and you have general concerns, and you know that they ask about if you're going to go no huddle and so forth, and we talk about the mechanics of it, and it's, you know, you would think it'd all be the same, but there are, you know, slightly different mechanism and mannerisms. You know, officials are just, you know, they're human too. I mean, it's no different than players and coaches. You have tendencies and, you know, way some operate, you know, versus others. So there's just things you kind of talk through, and we're still waiting to find out who the officials are for this game, and when that is announced, we'll do our evaluation on their 16-game season, and we'll present that to the players, and they'll have tendencies, just like the Vikings have tendencies, just like we have tendencies. So that's all part of our game planning.
You mentioned that the offense is where you want it. You assess the defense as a whole. You know,
I thought the defense has played extremely well here of late. You know, but obviously Minnesota was not the exception. You know, we had 37 points that we're giving up. So we're over the last month, I thought we're doing a really good job keeping out of the end zone. And frankly, that's the focus this week. We got to keep him out of the end zone.
Mike, what did you and Sean think of what you saw from Jeremy Ross when you got to watch the film? And is it an option to use both him and Randall? I'm not asking if you will, but could you split the duties in some way?
I thought Jeremy Ross played extremely well, particularly in the return game. And it's definitely an option. I mean, you can't be naive to the fact that what he accomplished the last 2 weeks, you know, in the return game. So, you know, that's something we've talked about, and it's something that, you know, we prepared for. So Randall, Tremont, as he always does, takes all his reps, and Jeremy have all worked the punt return.
Mike, Ray Lewis announced he's retiring today. I'm sure you've had some game plan coach against him many times throughout your career. Do you have any perspective on what he's meant to the game?
You know, when I think of Ray Lewis, you know, only had an opportunity to really go against him, you know, as a coach probably two times. But I don't know if there's I know in my time in the league if there's been a defensive player that's made such an impact, not on the field, but for his football team. I mean, what an incredible example of a leader. You talk about someone opening up your chest and giving your heart to a football team. I think his career is exemplary, and obviously I don't vote this way, have that vote, but I would think he'd be clear-cut, you know, first ballot-type Hall of Famer. So, obviously, a special player.
Do you think Woodson's become a little more like that for you? I know he wasn't like that for you guys early on in his time here.
Yeah, I think Charles' leadership ability in the locker room is very unique as far as anybody I've been around. I mean, he carries a lot of command and respect in the locker room. And, you know, it's part of the way he's played throughout his career. I mean, he's a very diverse player. You're talking about a shutdown corner that's come into, you know, our program and played in a whole different system the first 3 years, and with all the bump around and so forth. And then, you know, now he's played 3 or 4 positions at a time for us. And as far as his pressure, you know, as a pressure player, his tackling, you know, especially for a veteran, I think is exceptional. But yes, he's definitely, in my opinion, a Hall of Fame type player.
Mike,
Like, do you anticipate filling the spot that Worthy might, you know, keep putting on IR? And is that like a wild card? You can do it at any position?
Well, we're not going to do anything today. I mean, I don't have anything to announce, but that, I mean, that's an ongoing conversation. And, you know, we're like most teams. We have people that we're talking to and working on, and so that process is ongoing.
I think you have a sense for how severe Boykin's ankle is. I mean, is it going to be a while for him?
It's going to take a little while to clear up. It's not as bad as we thought it was, because obviously when you see it live and also you see the video, you know, it looked like he was really in trouble with more than an ankle. So I couldn't tell you if it's going to be a week or how many weeks yet.
Thank you.